Any world is queer to people who don't live on it.
I mean, it's different, you know. Anyway, I want to ask a rude question. At least I hope it doesn't seem rude to an Earthman. I wouldn't ask it of a Solarian, of course, not for anything.
Ask what, Gladiah?
About you and your friend, Mr. Olivaw, is it?
Yes.
You two aren't viewing, are you?
Well, how do you mean?
I mean, each other. You're seeing. You're there, both of you.
Bailey said, we're physically together, yes.
You could touch him if you wanted to.
That's right. She looked from one to the other and said,
oh.
It might have meant anything. Disgust? Revulsion? Bailey toyed with the idea of standing up, walking to Daniil and placing his hand flat on Daniil's face. It might be interesting to watch her reaction. He said, you were about to go on with the events of that day when your husband came to see you. He was morally certain that her digression, however interesting it might have been intrinsically to her, was primarily motivated by a desire to avoid just that. She returned to her drink for a moment. Then,
there isn't much to tell. I saw he would be engaged, and I knew he would be anyway, because he was always at some sort of constructive work. So I went back to my own work. Then, perhaps 15 minutes later, I heard a shout.
There was a pause, and Bailey prodded her. What kind of a shout?
She said, Rykane's, my husband's. Just a shout, no words, a kind of fright. No, surprise, shock. Something like that. I'd never heard him shout before.
She lifted her hands to her ears as though to shut out even the memory of the sound, and her wrapper slipped slowly down to her waist. She took no notice, and Bailey stared firmly at his notebook. He said, what did you do?
I ran. I didn't know where he was.
I thought you said he had gone to the laboratory he maintained in your quarters.
He did, Elijah. But I didn't know where that was. Not for sure, anyway. I never went there. It was his. I had a general idea of its direction. I knew it was somewhere in the west, but I was so upset. I didn't even think to summon any robot. One of them would have guided me easily, but of course none came without being summoned. When I did get there, I found it somehow. He was dead.
She stopped suddenly, and to Bailey's acute discomfort, she bent her head and wept. She made no attempt to obscure her face. Her eyes simply closed, and tears slowly trickled down her cheeks.